So, Rabotai, we have an amazing day today in which we actually begin the final Perek, Perek Yud, and we're moving away now from the dinim that we completed, Baruch Hashem, about the agricultural aspects of Shemitah, and we're moving on now to the completely different element of Shemitat Ksafim. This is Mamash, tremendous Chiddush in the Torah, and that is based on it's kedai to go over the halachas. There are three mitzvahs that are involved in Shemitah's Kesafim. V'zed var ha-shemitah, shmot ko bal ma'asher yado asher yasher bere'ehu. So what this refers to is the fact that if you have a loan on somebody else that he is supposed to be paying, then the Torah says you've got to release it. Shmot, release, ko bal mesha, anybody that's got a claim, which is based on a loan, lo yigos, now we have a separate mitzvah, a lotas, lo yigos et re'eyu, ve'atachiv kikara shmita l'ashem, you're not allowed to pressure him to pay you up. Et anochrit yigos, ashe yelecha et achicha, tashmit yadecha. Besides that, there's yet one additional mitzvah, which is continued on all of this in Re'e. He shamer lecha pen yed avarim levavcha b'liyal lemor karva shnat hasheva shnat hashmita v'ra'a inecha b'chicha avyon v'lo titen lo v'kara lecha l'ashem v'haya b'cha chet. So he shamer, every loshen he shamer is a loshen of lav, and therefore it's a lota set to avoid lending a person money before shmit. Okay, so those are the mitzvahs that you're mechuyev. Now the question is, this halacha, even though it's a din in Shemitah, is it a din in the Adama? Is it a Teluya Ba'aretz? No. So if it's not a din in Teluya Ba'aretz, then it should be chal in Chutz La'aretz as well, correct? And indeed, it is. However, what's interesting is that since the Torah puts this together with the din of Yovel, now, Yovel, of course, is only chal at a time where you have Yisrael and Rov Yisrael, whatever the din is, the Asar Shashvatim, they have to be civil to this Machlokas and of precisely. But in the same way that today there's no Yovel, then there should also be no Shmitas Ksofim at all. That's even in Eretz Yisrael. Koshkin in Chutz La'aretz. So even though it's not a din in the Teluya Ba'aretz, the Torah makes it dependent on the sugya of Yovel. In which case, it bizman hazeh, there should be no Shemitah's Ksafim. So the halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim bizman hazeh is once again a dirabbanan, that even though Yovel is a noyeg, they were worried that Penti Shachach, the Terah Shemitah Ksafim from Yisrael completely. So Mamela were noyeg Shemitah Ksafim bizman hazeh, again, even in Chutz La'aretz. Now, what it seems to be saying is that it's a din in Miketz Shevashanim. Now, Miketz Shevashanim means at the end of Shemitah, in which case the Hashmata of the Chov should only be a Chalos at the end of Shemitah. When we know, as we've already done the Mishnayos, that Hillel was Metaken Prusbo, and that we don't want the Shemitah to be Meshamet, so we can make out this Prusbo, which we'll see how that works. But in any event, it would mean that that would have to be only before the end of Shemitah. It wouldn't have a din of being Meshamet Techov at the beginning of Shemitah, because it says Beferish, Miketz Shevashani. However, there's a problem. The problem is that although the Parsha begins with the words Biket Shevashanim Taseh Shemitah, then it says the Dvar HaShemitah is Lo Igoset Re'eyu Ki Kara Shemitah LaShem. But wait a minute, what do you mean Kara Shemitah? The Kara Shemitah was at the beginning of Shemitah. The Kara Shemitah is when Beis Din is Koveya that this is the Shnas HaShemitah. So if that's the case, then the Chiyuv of being Meshamet is Miketz Shevashanim. But the Isser of being Lo Yigos would be chal even from the beginning of Shemitah. This is a disaster. Because according to those Rishonim, led by the Rosh, that learned that indeed there's two separate Zmanim, so you can't sue a guy, you'll be over on an Isser of Lo Yikos, if you sue a guy, even once Shemitah was chal. So even though the debt exists, and if it's possible, if the guy comes to you and he wants to pay the debt and so on, you're not b'chuyav to tell him that the get is mishumat, adarabba, he owes you the money, but you're still going to have a problem of being goes the person for the money. And therefore, according to that approach, there would be value in writing a prusbul before Shemitah to allow you to be able to collect the loans that you were going to collect during Shemitah. So, okay, there are indeed many who are machmir to write a prusbul at the beginning of Shemitah as well, before Shemitah is even chal, and that way they're yotzei the problem of the rush. Okay, so those are the basic dinim. Now let's take a look at the mission. So, shvius mishameta tatamilva. So that would mean that it becomes a non-milva, whether that milva was written originally with a shtar or without a shtar. Makes no difference. Now, we'll see that that does not mean exactly what it says on the surface, because does that mean whether it's with a shtar that has achrayas nechasim or not? Now, the reason that that's different is because if something is already considered to be in your rishus and allows you to go and collect, then it should not be included, because only where you're going to have to be lo yigos would there be a din of shmita. But if you already, let's say you took a mashkin on something, right? So you're holding the guy's Rolex watch. I'm going to have to give him back the Rolex watch. It's as if it was already collected. And then shvius would not be mishamit. So the question is that true even of a shtar where you have the rights to collect from his property? Because if you have a lien on his property, so then that would be the equivalent of a mashkin. Now that is actually a machlokes. And the question over here, we'll see how our Gemara understands it. But the Pashta says that when the Mishnah says shtar, it would mean a shtar even with achrayas nechasim. Okay. That is not, it's true according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish. It's not true according to Rav and Shmuel. So that in the Bavli is the machlok, is according to Rav and Shmuel, the idea of the shtar that has achrayas nechasim in it and shtar she'ein bo achrayas nechasim are both included, and obviously a milva bal peh. Masha enkin, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the meaning of a shtar that it's is shvius is a shtar that's not the equivalent of a mashkin, meaning a shtar she'ein bo achrayas nechasim. Shelo b'shtar means without a shtar at all, meaning it's a milva al peh. So there's two ways of understanding that concept of shtar, which we'll get into in our Gemara. So we're running rapidly out of time, to say the least. Okay. And based on this, the halacha is, as the Lashon of the Rambam, shvius b'shametas es hamilva hafilu milva shebishtar sheyesh bo achrayut nechasim hareze mashmit. Oh, so that's how we pass the halacha. Hakafata chanut. Now, let's say you bought things and put it onto your charge account at a store. That's not called a loan. And that's not called mashe. And therefore, that's not mishametet. And it's not considered to be the equivalent of making a loan. It's just owing a person for things that you bought. However, once it's been turned into a loan, so let's say the owner of the makola tells you, okay, it's the end of the month, you owe me 500 shekel. So then it's owe me. Okay, so we've made that a loan. Now I'll tear up this card. We'll start a new card for the next month. So if that point, if he makes it into a loan, then it's already considered to be a loan. Now, it's not quite clear what is considered to making a loan. According to some, it's dafka if he says, okay, I'm giving you 30 days to pay this loan. So then he's turned it into a loan. It's no longer payment for the schorah directly. So at that point, it would be mishamet like any other loan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, actually, every new charge turns the old charge into a law. So therefore, harishon, harishon, mishamet. After you put something new on your card, then the first thing he views as a loan. Okay, you owe me for your previous, let me make that clear. You owe me $32.50, and you're now taking schora that's worth another $50. Okay, so then the new schora is not a loan. You're paying him that additional $50 for the schora, but the original debt is now a debt as if it's a loan. And each one of these new charges is considered to be a new payment, but it flips the old charge into a loan. We don't paskin that way, but that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. How about if you owe money to someone for working for you? Schar sachir. That's not mishame. But again, if the sachir says, okay, boss, you owe me $55 for today, then that's a loan. So then I raise a mishame. Rabbi Yossi Omer. If the job ends during Shemitah, that's one approach. The other approach is, if the job is a job that is usur to do in Shemitah, so then that's the end of the relationship when Shemitah comes. And at that point, if he doesn't pay him, it was automatically a loan because Shemitah itself made it usur and the Shviyas would have been Shabbat alone. But if the job had nothing to do with Shemitah, the guy is basically fixing your plumbing or that kind of thing, then it would not be Mishametet, because what would turn it specifically into a milva? But others learn that it's nothing to do with usher and shvias, mutter and shvias, that's not the point. The point there, here, would be the piska. In other words, is did I complete the work? So if I finished the work at that point, I would be chayev to pay him. But if I'm still doing the work, the ein schirut mishtalemet al alabasov, so I wouldn't have to pay him. Therefore, it's not considered to be a debt that was due during Shemitah, which is a completely different issue. So we talked about the case where somebody shechted a parah, and then he was mechalek the meat, and it was on Rosh Hashanah. So let's take a look at the situation. This was Rosh Hashanah of the Shana Hashminit, which is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Then, all of a sudden, it turns out that it was a Chodesh Me'ubar, and Bezdin was not the Kaddish the Chodesh, in which case the first day of Rosh Hashanah was actually the last day of Shemitah. And the last day of Shemitah is the day that Shemitah is Mishamet. So now, when he gives out of course, nowadays we take this into consideration, but that's how the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah began. So now the Chodesh was Me'ubar, and this means that it was the last day of Shemitah, and now they all owe different amounts of money for the pieces of meat that were split up between them. So then it's Mishamet at the very last minute. This, of course, we're talking about where he did not give it on credit and where he told them exactly, look, this is what you owe me. I want a mashkin, give me your watch or whatever. And that meant even if you didn't give the mashkin, but he never gave it to you on credit. It's a straight out loan. And therefore, it would be Mishamet. If it was, in fact, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, was the actual day of Rosh Hashanah, and was the first day of the 8th year, so then, of course, it's not Mishamet, and there would be no problem. So Imlav, if the Chodesh was not Mubar, so then Eino Mishamet, and it doesn't matter that they had made the deal between them during Shemitah, and they said they'd gone to the butcher. Remember, those days you weren't going to shecht unless you've got your customers lined up. It doesn't matter that they lined up the customers and each one took their assigned portion, was given to them before. It only matters what point that it turned into a milveh. That was the point. And that was already at the time of the Chalukah, which turns out not to have been the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of the 8th year. Now, other types of things, if they weren't niskaf kemilva, let's say you owe money for rape, or you owe money for being mifate, a young girl. Okay, so you've got a 50 shekel knas, or let's say you owe 100 shekel, because you were motzi shemra, where you owe 100 shekel. Well, for that matter, anything that Beit Din had given the psak, that you were chayev to pay, that becomes actually a debt that is owed not as a loan, but as a chiyuv. Therefore, it's not mishamet, the case onis mifatesh shemra by sebezdin, because any knas is a straight out owing for that purpose. It would be like the chanvaniyal pinkaso, and therefore, if it wasn't nizkav kemilva, so then it would not be chal. Truth is, there is some rishonim that taina that the svara is because the person could still be made of the knas, and therefore he would be pater. But as the Rambam says, it does not have a din of a chov at all as a loan. Okay. Amalve al hamashkon. Now, somebody who does make a loan, but he takes a mashkin for it, or he's moser shtarotov lebeit din. In order to ensure his collection, he brings the shtarot to beit din before the end of Shemitah, and he says, look, you know, I would like you guys to collect these chovot, and he himself is not toveya. We saw according to the Rosh, it's oser to be toveya even during Shemitah. In that case, Shemitah would not be Meshamit alone, because it says specifically, Asher yelecha et achicha, tishmat yadecha. It has to be in something that is owed to you. Bashenkin, in this case, the achicha has something in your hands, namely, he's got a mashkan. In which case, Malval mashkan is not going to be a canceled debt. And Lamaisa, what's very important, as we'll see in our Gemara today, as the Rambam explains, that the din of the mashkan is because we view it as if the loan was already collected. It has the mashkan on it. And therefore, you would think that the same thing would be true if he's got a shtar, because then he can collect and go and collect from the sodais, especially if the shtar with achrayas, which we discussed when we learned the Mishnah. So in this case, the din would be that if there was a shtar, you gave the shtar over to Besdin. So what does it say? It's actually yelecha tachich. So I had the shtarot against achir, but I gave them up. I brought them in to Besdin. I said, look, I don't want to be toveya this debt. So now it's up to the Beit Din. In those two cases, there is no din of shviyat being b'shamet. Wow. Okay, now this, of course, becomes part of the mechanism that Hillel uses for Prusbel, as we're going to be seeing. Says the Gemara. Now, you said the Shvias is Mishamet, and you said whether it's a Milva Bishtar or not. I understand why, if it's Shalom Bishtar and it's only Baal Peh, I understand why that's the din in the Torah. But I don't understand why, if there's a shtar, isn't that the full equivalent of being malval hamashkon? You said if we can view this as already collected. Well, I mean, what's a mashkon? Mashkon is that you could collect out of this guy's Rolex watch, right? So, and if you can collect, because you have a shtar to that effect, if you can collect out of the shopping center that he owns, that's less than a Rolex watch. I don't get it. So why isn't that the full equivalent of trying to be Malva ala mashkan? So bishtar, yeah, malva ala mashkan velo yeh mishamet. Why, in fact, is it mishamet? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, now what we're talking about over here, when it says in the Mishnah with a shtar, it means it's with a shtar that does not have a chrayut nechasim, and therefore it can't be going, according to the Mandiyama, which are the Chachamim, Argan, Rabbi Meir, that achrayus is ta'ut sofer. If it doesn't mention achrayut nechasim, so there is no achrayut nechasim. So it's not like a mashkan, because you cannot exercise a lien against that property. And there was a maisa like this that actually came to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that the only time that we will collect is if you have achrayut nechasim. And yet, when the actual maisa came to Rabbi Yochanan and they brought him a shtar that had achrayut nechasim, and he said, I'm sorry, but we cannot collect that. It says Shemitah, and Shemitah canceled that loan. So the guy said to him, but isn't that your Shita? That anyway, this is the way the story goes in the Bible, it's mipnei she'anu medamim na'aseh ma'aseh, that because we compare it to this situation, we're going to actually rely on that comparison. We don't rely on that. Here the Lashon is in the Yerushalmi is Hore Mashmit, he paskin that it was canceled because he said mipnei she'anu lemeidim mina halacha, because we are comparing what we are doing to this halacha of a mashkin. So we are medame ashtar to a mashkin, so therefore anu asimoto, where we're actually going. Now some learn that this is a raya that he holds, that shmitas ksofim is actually a diraisa bismanaseh, and that therefore he doesn't want to go against a possible diraisa, but when it comes to a drabbanan, where it's all up to the drabbanan, so maybe he would have. Okay, this is a big machlokas, whether that necessarily is true, but that's how the Ramban understands it. So, mipnei she'anu lemeidim min halacha anu osim oto, if you don't have an absolute raya that somebody said that that's the din, and the Mishnah only mentioned the mashkin, so then I can't collect on that basis. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the reason that even if it has a chres nechos, it would be mishamet is because the Mishnah is talking about where the guy doesn't have any karka. So if he doesn't have any karka, what good is it to have a shtar that has a chres nechos? There's nothing to collect from. So it's just saying, obviously you use your brains. And in the event that the guy already collected, meaning that for all intents and purposes, he had a lien, which was the equivalent of already collecting. So fine. In that case, of course, you're not going to cancel it. But here, when the Mishnah says it will be Mishamit, he means assuming that it wasn't already collected. That is, that there was no karka to collect from. That's like saying there was no mashkin. So that there was no Rolex watch. There was no field, no Rolex watch. What's so hard to understand? But that would mean, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that in a chinami, if there was karka, then we would say that it's actually shamut, and not shamut, because you have a right to collect it. Rabbi Yossi, I'll take a step further. I would say it doesn't matter if you've got karka, you don't have karka, it's still going to be mishamut. Why is that? Because basically what this shows is that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rav. Ta'as and Rav Yossi kid Rav. Why? Because Rav Ba said, b'shem Rav, that if you are miyachid lo karka, eno mishamet, this din, that we're going to compare karka to a mashkan, that's not where you have a generalized lien. I mean, consider this. The guy's got a Rolex watch in his hand. That's not something general. He's basically holding the cash for all intents and purposes. Walks into a store, sells the Rolex watch. Masha Inkain, if you just have a generalized lien that allows you to collect, I mean, man, oh man, this is a whole procedura, you know. Well, first we have to examine that, then we give you the right to see if the guy has any karka, then we do a public auction. I mean, this is not the same thing as having the money as if it's already collected. Masha Inkain, if you made an apotheke, so you say, all right, you are able to collect this particular field, go directly to that field, and go there in Orchinami. That's the full equivalent of a mashkan. And in that case, Rav said, eno mishamet. But that means lo omra la yichedlo, it's only where you had an apotheke. But im lo yichedlo, then even we would say, in that case, it would be mishumat, and that seems to be exactly what Rabbi Yossi was saying. How about in a case where somebody was mishabed an apotheke for a ksuva? And then, and there's once we're not talking about shmita anymore, we're talking about just how powerful an apotheke is. So somebody was mishabed a particular sada for his wife to pay the ksuva. He says, you collect the ksuva from this field. And then he went, and he sold that property. So here the gears is a little bit messed up. So the Gra changes it to Imrat Stalik about Mimena Umishar Nechasim Gova. She could choose, and not Mishar Nechasim, but from it. She could choose to go to it, or if she wants, since he sold it, she can go and collect from any of his other properties. But if she would prefer the Apotheke, then she could collect from it, even though it was sold, and there are plenty of other properties for her to collect from. That is the kayak of an Apotheke. Omar Reb Hila, Hori Reb Lazar, Kehen Tanya. Actually, Reb Lazar learned a halacha lemaisa like this, and they said she can collect anything that she wants. Whereas people that were there, the Chaverim and the Beis HaMedrash, Chavraya Bayan, well, why? I mean, she should actually be able to collect only from what it was that he said you could collect from. This was the property that was Meshubit for the Ksuva. Why can't she take the other properties? Marlon Rebbe Yossi, so Rebbe Yossi explained to them, look, makes no sense what you're saying. B'nei Chorin Lefaneh. Isn't it true that if you have property that is freed, that you could certainly collect that? So I understand what you're saying. You're telling me that in a case where this property to B'nai Chorin that he hasn't sold, she's limited and she can only collect from property that was sold because that was the Apotheke. It's exactly the opposite. Basically, the right to collect, she still retains. It's an advantage to have an Apotheke, but it's not a disadvantage to the collect from the Apotheke. If every other property had been sold, you're right. So then she has to go after the Apotheke first, but that's because they're all Mishubadim. But why should you go Mishubadim if Lamaisa you have B'nai Chayrin? And the Brisa itself, it says, with the Gros Gear said you could collect either, it actually stipulates, what are we talking about? Bishalo Omar lo lo yelok piron elamizat. Two different types of apotekis. If he specified, I'm only being koveya the right to collect for your ksuva, and you agreed to that you could collect only from this field, so then that is a total apoteki that's called, it actually has a legal name, that's called an apoteki miforash. So when you are mefarish in the apoteki, that this is the only rights that you have, so then ena chinami, ena gova ela mimena, even if there were properties that were b'nei chorin.